there is me, of course, but I am only the chorus that comes in at the end to explain things, so I do not count. Sadhu was not clever. The man who pretended to cut seals was the cleverest of them all. Bhagwan Das only knew how to lie, except Janu. She was beautiful, but that was her own affair. Sadhu's son at Peshawar was attacked by pleurisy, and old Sadhu was troubled. The seal-cutter man heard of Sadhu's anxiety and made capital out of it. He was abreast of the times. He got a friend in Peshawar to telegraph daily accounts of his son's health. And here the story begins. Sadhu's cousin's son told me one evening that Sadhu wanted to see me, that he was too old and feeble to come personally, and that I should be conferring an everlasting honour on the house of Sadhu if I went to him. I went, but I think, seeing how well off Sadhu was then, that he might have sent something better than an ekka, which jolted fearfully, to haul out a future lieutenant governor to the city on a muggy April evening. The ekka did not run quickly. It was full dark when we pulled up opposite the door of Ranjit Singh's tomb near the main gate of the fort. Here was Sadhu, and he said that, by reason of my condescension, it was absolutely certain that I should become a lieutenant governor while my hair was yet black. Then we talked about the weather and the state of my health and the wheat crops.